Yo, it's Melville. It's best believe when I tell you this. You are now locked into the All About Grime show on Radio Panic.
Skata, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Can you introduce yourself to our audience and say a few words about this Fight Night EP?
Yeah, bonjour. Hello, everyone in Belgium, man. Glad to be out here. So I started making this project over Christmas. So it was in November. I linked up with DJ K-Dubs in Coventry. And then we started to reach out to a few producers around the world, man. So we linked up with Jubilee in Atlanta. And then we shouted to my homie as well back home, Breaks. He produced my first album, Scattered Pieces. So I put these guys together. I said, look, I got a project coming up with my publisher. It's called Fight Night Flows. They wanted some Fight Night music. So I thought, yo, man, I wanted to put this project together. Also, at the same time, Cryptic was working on music and we was trying to promote him out to radio. And he had this track called Hack. So from there, I kind of been watching him like proper again, like he's back in the game. Do you know what I mean? And like, been trying to push him as much as I can, like on my side of things in the industry. And then, yeah, K-Dubs shouted me like, yo, man, Cryptic got this new tune called Try. And we want to feature on the tune, man. So I hopped on the track and it became a success, man. And I was like, wow, I like this track so much that I wanted to include it inside my EP because it was about fight music. And obviously the message of Try was all about achieving and, you know what I mean, doing better and succeeding in what we're trying to do best. And so, yeah, man, the project came together, ended up doing some music for some fighters as well, man. Like they used it for the entrance of their fight. That was in December. And then all of the radio and media in the UK went crazy. It's picked up over into France now. Obviously, we're here with you guys. Also, it's been in the States too, man. So, yeah, man, things are picking up heavily. We just got a shout as well from Brazil. So, yeah, man, we're getting a lot of interest with this project. And I think it's going to have a good message. I got a new music video coming soon from there as well, mm-hmm. called Shutdown, okay. With Track Record Entertainment. So do keep your eyes peeled for that. But yeah, man, I'm just having fun with it, man. Like me and Cryptic, we're out in Belgium. We landed this morning in Lille. We're staying with DJ Edsick, man. Big up Edsick, Alouette Street Records every single time. Yeah, Rue Bay City Bad Boys. We keep it locked like that. You get me? But yeah, man, it's fun, man. You know me. I love France. You know what I mean? Everyone will tell you, man. Like, oh, where's your favorite place? It's France, man. You know what I mean? So yeah, man. Big up everyone and thank you for having me, man.
Okay, yeah. It's a pleasure. How did you meet actually DJ K-Dubs? And why did you choose to do this EP with him? Actually?
Well, I wanted to make an EP with him since the start. So I started linking with K-Dubs in 2014. That was when I just started to get back on my music. So okay. I was doing music from like 08, but I jumped back on it in 2014, seriously, like trying to push my own product out there. And DJ K-Dubs shout me. I was with my friend from the States, from Oklahoma. Shout out to Quest B. Yeah, he was with me. K-Dub shouts me, he's like, yo, I got this grime set going on at my house. He's like, I got a bunch of legends from our city that you'll want to be involved with. And I grew up listening to these guys, man. So I turned up at his house and then all my favorite MCs from our city was in the building. So from there, I was like, wow, man, this is kind of stuff that he can do for me and help me with. And then from there, I was like, yo, we're going to get a project. But obviously, I got some trouble with the law and things like that. And then like moving forward, I was like, yo, we're going to make a project, but then end up making a project with Yeti Flavors. And I was at the same time building my album from 2017 till now. So I was like, look, man, I'll squeeze the project in. We're going to get it done. But we finally got around to doing it in November, man. I was like, look, I'm not going to wait no longer. We're going to get this done. I've been saying it for years. And so, yeah, man, big up to everyone that's working with K-Dubs, man, because he's doing a lot for Coventry scene right now.
Okay.
He's like a pioneer in the grime. He was doing pirate radio.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He was setting up signals on rooftops, using mirrors for infrared beams. You know what I mean? Guys don't even know about that. Do you know what I mean? So like, yeah, man, big shout out to K-Dubs, man. Big inspiration, big influence in my life and helps me out a lot, man. Do you know what I mean? So much respect to him.
Thank you for sharing. First time I heard about you, I would say like when I was really paying attention actually about your music was quite late. It was actually the track with co-produced by Etzik with yep. Yetism. Can you say a few words about this collaboration? Because you work a lot with Yetism for yep. like 1 or 2 years, if I'm
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, two years, nearly 3 years, man. So yeah, I met Yeti in 2017 in BBC Amplify in London. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Blatantly Blunt. He connected us together. So I invited us down to the Amplify event. It was a conference in London. And yeah, me and Yeti crossed paths and he's trying to show me his beats, but he was trying to show me the video, but I wasn't paying attention. I was like, yo, man, this beat's cold. I was just put his phone to my ear. I didn't even look at the screen and I was like, what? You do MPC? I was like, okay, cool, man, we're going to become something great. Do you know what I mean? And like, he shouted me to link him. We met in November. We didn't link until January. And then we linked in January. We started to get a concept for the Flavors EP. Yeah. And then he's come to France, worked with Edsick, come back to me, and he's like, yo, I got this beat. And he's like, I want to make this track about trainers and sneakers and stuff. Like, it's a big community for that. So, especially in the UK, everyone's on this clout chasing wave, man. Do you know what I mean? And so, he comes with this beat. We go to his crib. Before we go to his crib, we go to Foot Locker. And we're going to make a vision for this track. So I went in there. I was like, look, what exactly I'm going to do now, I'm going to put in my lyrics. Do you know what I mean? So I went in the store. I went in there. I seen the latest trainer. I picked it up, gassed, and then from there, this track happened, bro. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, everybody got their eyes on my feet, but you won't catch these on the high street. I spend long days and nights in my sneaks. I wear tracksuits like it's my ID. Open the box, my brand new pair of Icy. Protect your footwear, keep them tidy. There's so many styles and different patterns, but I ain't never seen a pair like these. You get me? So, yeah, man. I linked up with these guys. We shot the video, and then there you go. From there, my first international show happened in Lille, man. You know what I mean? So I never even crossed the border to do music before that. So that was 2018. Uh-huh. From there, I've toured, you know what I mean, man. Done States, went Chicago, went to Atlanta, played the Beast of the Beats, I Standard. Okay. Involved with like Jay Hatch, Amon Jackson, who's like recording engineer for Future. He's been involved with like people like Dre, do you know what I mean? Then from there, moving forward, man, my album, but I can't let too much out about it.
I didn't expect so much word for this simple question.
Yeah, man. There's a big story behind everything, man. I'm not gonna butter it up. You know what I mean? It's like, it's all real, man.
Actually, you know that this is maybe why you do grime. Need to.
This is why I'm a grime MC, man. I'm not scared to make a diss track, bro. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, he would tell you that.
How did you actually meet Edsick? Was it
through Yeti, man? Yeah, man.
Okay. So these guys. So you went to France, or Edsick went to London to meet you?
So Yeti made the beat with Edsick in France, and then Yeti came back to London, showed me the beat. I was so gassed on this beat, I had to have that beat, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could not let that go.
Yeah.
For me, it's a gem because I love sneakers so much. So, yeah, man. And then obviously our first show came because we went kind of like a little bit viral, man, with the track, and obviously in the sneaker community. So obviously Edsick had some shows coming up, and he booked us, do you know what I mean? Got us involved. It was my first ever time leaving, like I say, UK to play, man, do you know what I mean? So I'm so appreciative of that, do you know what I mean? And okay. I've learned a lot from this guy, man, do you know what I mean? So
you've mentioned the Coventry
COV scene.
What I've read and also what I hear is that Coventry scene is I would say small,
yeah.
Okay, compared to, of course, to Birmingham, London, yeah. Even Sheffield, or you know, okay, they are big cities. But who's the one to watch in Coventry?
Me. Not to be biased, but
that's it.
The straight real, bro. You know what I mean? This is grime. We're on a grime show. If it was a hip hop show, I could say a different name, but you know what I'm saying? We're in a grime category right now. So yeah, I'm speaking for my city right now, bro.
Do you have a small brother or little brother?
I had a brother that passed, and I got an older sister. Okay. You know, so yeah, she's trying to school me, so that's probably why I'm this way, bro. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah,
Skata, Coventry, the one to watch.
Yeah, man, one to watch. 2020 to 20,000, man. Trust me. big up, Iso, man.
Thank you. Did you ever clash?
Yeah, man. I did some clashes when I was in school, so 2008.
15 years old?
Yeah, 15 years old. I was stepping in school, man. Some guy trying to throw some Derrily Dunkers at my sister's hair, yeah. So I was like, yo, I'm going to murk you in front of the whole school. And he was like, in year 11, I was like, year 7. So I went into the field, and I wrote some bars on him in English class. I came out, I was like, yo, come into the field. And I murked him in front of everyone. This kid left the school, bro. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. That's kind of where it's always came from there, man.
At least you don't stab anyone.
Well,
that's
not right now. Do you know what I mean? So I've been through it. Do you know what I mean? I've been through it, man. I ain't gonna front, bro. You know what I mean? I've been there, done that. But I come out on the other side. You know what I mean? And things happen. Do you know what I mean, man?
Okay. Yeah, it's better to use actually your verbal ability. You
know, yeah,
to,
man. Exactly. That's my technique now.
What do you think about the grime scene nowadays? Really nowadays?
I love it. It's real again.
Yeah.
It's getting real again, especially in the UK. You know what I mean? You got all this beef going on with like Wiley and Stormzy. Then you got like, this is from Dot Rotten to J1. Yeah. And then like, yeah, man, I love it. I feel like this is how it should be, man. Because it's going to take all the false ones out. Do you know what I mean? All the false ones are going to be too scared, man. Do you know what I mean? So, and I think it's going to make the time again for the real MCs, bro. It's like our time to come up now. We don't need to pay Google ads. We don't need to do boost posts, man. I think it's time for realness. and it's time. Yo, if you ain't got the levels, then it ain't your time, bro. Do you know what I mean?
One controversial question that I will ask to you. What do you think about the send and the multiple tracks from Yeezy?
I don't listen to Yeezy.
No?
Nope. Unfortunately, he's a great artist, though. Don't get me wrong, but it's just not my cup of tea, man. You know, I'm going to keep it grime. And I like old school hip hop, but like he don't fall into that category.
So for you, Dutch Rotten is the big winner over there.
Nah, because he just got terrorized by a sneak bro.
Yeah, that's another story.
Yeah,
I was mentioning more the clash at
okay,
the beginning.
So from, okay, yeah, you know, so yeah, I thought he was holding the title at first. Yeah, man, 100%, man. Okay. He wasn't shook to send for anyone. Do you know what I mean? He would go out, he'll get batted up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Fair play to him, man. Do you know what I mean? But in the end, kind of just fell off a bit.
What do you think about the attitude actually of Wiley regarding this?
Love it, man. He's actually paying attention to us right now, man. When I posted up this show on my Instagram for the Mindstorm Music, he liked the post. Previous post, we just did a Pyro radio set with Blatantly Blunt Show, Scatter and Cryptic, DJ Dapper D, shout out to Dapper D, Nottingham Crew. So Wiley's been paying attention, liking our stuff, man. You know what I mean? We got him engaged right now, man. So who knows what's going to happen soon. We've already worked with Flirt D, and he's already had co-signings with big artists as well. I ain't going to say who they are, I'll let him do that, but yeah, man.
I'm asking this because for an external point of view, we could say that, the send or the all these, you know, this send from Wiley was maybe to promote his own album. But my opinion, but it's just my personal opinion, is that he's doing this. Maybe you would share the same opinion with me, but he's doing this for the scene really as a
yeah it's for the culture bro
for the culture
yeah exactly that yeah. And that's why I'm doing the same thing, man. You know what I mean? Because I back Wiley, man. You know what I mean? You can't basically, I feel like in the UK they be trying to put him under, like trying to do him dirty, fam. And he's the pioneer, he's the king. You can't do that, fam. So all of these other new MCs that are coming up now trying to blow up off these million views or whatever, that don't matter, fam. That don't matter. I don't even mean that. That's just social media image. Yeah, when it comes down to bars, you can't outrun Wiley, bro. That's why Stormzy didn't win.
Okay. What's your plan for tonight?
We're going to play in Lille at Relax.
What about this back-to-back? Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna do a back-to-back. You said tonight, fam. We're here right now. You know what I mean? That's going to happen right now. Yeah? You get me? But, yo, big up Alouette Street Records, yeah? Because, like, yo, they've helped me out a lot, especially in France, man. I've, like, worked massively in Lille and Roubaix and surrounding areas, which has pushed me forward into Paris and into Clermont-Ferrand and Lyon and all these other places, man. So, yeah, we're going to play tonight at Lille Relax, Alouette Street Records, Scatter and Cryptic, DJ Edsick on the decks. It's going to be lit, man. So you guys come through, man.
Good. What about 2020?
2020. So 2020, all in all, man, for me, is going to be a really big year. I work with some Grammy-nominated, award-winning producers and composers, and some of them involved with people like Dre, Jay-Z, people like that. And so, yeah, man, I'm really, really excited for how things are going to pan out. I can't really speak too much on these situations, but I just wanted to just let things go in the air.
Can we expect an album?
100%, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's an album coming, LP. I spent 3 years on it, so I started on it in 2017. So just as I got arrested and got my case and got prosecuted, I was like, yo, I need to show my life now. Do you know what I mean? And obviously this album just... it was just made to be, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've put my blood, sweat and tears into it. I've traveled the world to build it. I've worked with people in Lille on this album. I've worked with people in America on this album. I've worked with people in Europe.
Okay.
In London, in Coventry. Do you know what I mean? Like, all over the world, man. We're bringing people together.
Global grime.
Yeah, and there's a track on there as well. I don't know if you heard a producer, Symbolic One, but he was a producer for Yeezus. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. He's on there. This track's called Curb It. This one features John Blaze, Observe. Who else we got on there? John Blaze, Mac Mall, Observe, myself, and it's produced by Trap Yeezus and Symbolic One. So yeah, go do your research before that drops. There's a video on the way.
Okay.
And also I made a short film.
Acting? You do some acting?
Kind of, but it's more keeping it real acting. So it's just like me being me, but it's like a short film. So yeah, man, that's going to be the Cinema Ticket album trailer launch. So yeah, man, lots of things are coming, man.
How do we get in touch with you?
More so you can contact me on the emails, scatterofficial@gmail.com. Like, that's how I deal with all my business. But other than that, you can shout me on social medias, SKATTACOVENTRY. Scatter Coventry, SKATTA. Don't ever forget it. You can't forget it. You just heard it here on Radio Panic.
In inside the place. You are now locked into Radio Panic 105.4, Belgium's finest. Inside. Big shouts out to the Ice on.